In a presidential election year, we don't need to remind you that raising taxes has become practically the political antithesis of motherhood and apple pie. You don't propose it, you don't do it, you can't do it. And raise taxes for a luxury like the arts? Please. The big local art museum in Detroit, the 127-year-old Institute of Arts, has been struggling for years, cutting its budget drastically, and has been getting no funding whatsoever from local governments. But, midsummer miracle, there is a happy ending. Last week, the citizens in the three counties encompassing metropolitan Detroit voted to raise their property taxes specifically to pay to operate Detroit's art museum. And Anne-Marie Erickson, the head of Detroit Institute of Arts, is here with me now. Welcome.
Thank you very much. We're all delighted and happy and still catching up on our sleep.
And are you amazed when this project began? Did you think this was probably going to happen, might happen, no way in hell would happen?
I would say might was probably where I was on the probability meter.
And so to be clear to our listeners, if you have if you own a $150,000 house, it amounts to about $15 a year. On a $1 million house, about $100 extra a year, which is not nothing. But the museum, you guys were at a point where it was really a question of whether you could go on without this extra 20-some million dollars, yeah?
That's correct. Really what we determined through a long strategic planning process was that we needed to change our financial model. The institution 127 years ago was founded on the basis of both public government and private support. And that shifted over the years as times changed here in Michigan. And for a while, we were supported by the city of Detroit. Then we were supported by the state of Michigan, always with that private fundraising component in there. And lo and behold, a couple of years ago, we were getting very little city support and no support from the state of Michigan. And the economy crashed. And we knew that we had to make a move to rethink the financial model for the DIA.
In Macomb County, which is the, for listeners who don't know, is the essentially white working class county where Eminem and Kid Rock grew up. It passed, but barely.
It was a squeaker.
some volunteers in the program that we talked to said the argument that seemed to carry weight was, well, you may not go to the DIA, but your kid should be able to go just like you did when you were a kid. Was that really the argument?
Well, I think that was one of our messages. I mean, earlier in the piece you mentioned a luxury, and I guess museums are a luxury when compared with police or fire or school.
I was putting in quotation marks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But we really don't consider ourselves to be that. We're critical to the educational programs of so many school districts in the area. And so we really sold that. And we also sold the fact exactly what you just said. I mean, this is what we save for our kids. This museum is what we want to be able to show our children and our grandchildren because we represent the best of human creativity.
And we should also make clear that unlike many government programs or taxes, there is this very clear instant benefit, which is to say the citizens, any citizen of any of these counties that passed it suddenly have free museum admission.
That's right, and we have already seen a spike in our admission. I think a lot of people are testing us to see what they're paying for now, although they haven't really started paying for it yet because the tax won't be collected until the winter tax bill.
Now that there is this sense of public ownership and we saved it, we have this, we're paying attention to the museum. Do you think and do you worry about the possibility of politically controversial art and exhibits being more so because, hey, this is a public operation now?
You know, I don't think so. We had some brief conversations about that, but we're very sensitive to our public. And we try to present even controversial matters in a way that our public can understand and relate to. And so I don't see that happening. I see it as a partnership between the museum and the residents of the counties.
Do you think the fact that Detroit has been for years now the kind of national poster child for urban beleagueredness and problematic economies and so forth added to the sense of this is the red line. If we can't do this, we're toast?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, in some ways I would say yes, and in other ways I would say no, because there are plenty of people who have washed their hands of Detroit. But I think what came through this vote for me was an affirmation of regionalism in this area. So we really were very heartened by this because we saw a vote for the museum, which, as you said, even in quotes, could be seen as a luxury, as something that people were willing to invest in because they believed in terms of strengthening the region. And I thought that was really important.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us today, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and I encourage you and all your listeners to give us a visit if you are in Detroit.
Although we'll have to pay, we outsiders, won't we?
Yeah, you will, but we're a pretty reasonable bargain.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anne-Marie Erickson is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Detroit Institute of Arts.